Excellency, Mr. President, Honorable Health Ministers of the World Health Organization, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Tuvalu delegation, I am honored to deliver my country's statement in this 69th session of the WHO. I join other delegates in congratulating you on your election as a chairperson. Mr. President, Tuvalu associates itself with the statement made by the Minister of Samoa on behalf of the Pacific Island countries. Tuvalu has established key elements of health commitment in the Tuvalu National Health Reform Strategy 2014 to 2019. We do reaffirm our commitment to addressing the identified sustainable development goals in the Agenda 2030, which aim to improve the well-being of our citizens in years to come. However, we need to strengthen our existing preparedness, surveillance, and response plans to mitigate re-emerging communicable disease and compliance with the International Health Regulation 2005. NCDs are the most serious health concern for Tuvalu. Tuvalu is committed to combating this epidemic through its National Strategic Plan on NCDs 2011 to 2015. With a focus on legislative reform and stronger preventive measures like restricting tobacco and alcohol consumption and promoting healthy lifestyle. Tuvalu is also committed to issues related to young people, in particular women and girls, vulnerable and marginalized population, and determined to increase efforts to address mental health and disability. Furthermore, climate change remains a challenge and a real threat to the very survival and the future of our people. The solution to this challenge is beyond the capacity of any single nation, but requires collective global action and sector-wide strategies. The impact from natural disaster have raised our vulnerabilities and exposure to the impact of climate change and health and destruction of our health facilities. Mr. President, it is very clear that without addressing climate change issues, we will not achieve sustainable development and many will be left behind. Tuvalu is committed to cooperate and work in partnership with its global, regional and bilateral development partners in the transforming of the 2030 agenda for SDGs into a reality for a healthy living of all people. At this point, Mr. President, I would like to recognize Chinese Taipei to respond to this year's WHA theme, especially its involvement not only in the strengthening of the international medical and health network, but also help in the fight against epidemic disease, such as Ebola virus in Africa and Zika virus in South America. Chinese Taipei broadened bilateral cooperation is also evident through its contribution to the developing of countries achieve the health-related Millennium Development Goals. And we look forward to its assistance in implementing the 2030 agenda for the SDGs, including eradication of HIV and AIDS and malaria, and reducing child maternal and mortality rates. Mr. President, Chinese Taipei has demonstrated that it is ready and willing to participate in effort to improve the welfare of the people around the world. It has the expertise and the resources necessary to the endeavor of the WHO and the global health security. Therefore, I hereby urge the WHO to facilitate Chinese Taipei broaden participation in WHO meetings, activities, and mechanism based on the constitution of WHO. Finally, Mr. President, I would like to conclude with the reaffirmation of our commitment and cooperation to the implementation of the 2030 agenda to ensure the well-being of all citizens. In Tuvalu, we say, people's health is the solution to climate change. Save Tuvalu to save the world. I pray that our Almighty Heavenly Father will bless our collective efforts for the well-being of humanity. I thank you for this opportunity.